As surely as prostitution is the world's oldest profession, it was to be that the biggest profits being made today on the internet come from pornography. Sexual pleasure is as sure a slam dunk for business as on what horizon the sun will not only rise, but set. And so it is on that hook George Gallo has made a film about how porn has become a way of life in the privacy of one's own domicile, thanks to the World Wide Web. This is a movie about how certain business models are constructed and the visionary men who constructed them. Boldly following the trail blazed by Boogie Nights, the film that made Mark Wahlberg the really big star he is, Gallo, with an assist in script chores from Andy Weiss, reveals an authentic saga of a Houston businessman named Jack Harris, played by Luke Wilson. Why do so many famous businessmen come from Texas? Jack's a successful fixer of troubled businesses. He loves his lovely wife, Diana, played by Jacinda Barrett, and their children. He is, I guess you could say, a hardcore family man. Jack Harris's story is one of a guy who steps onto a slippery slope by meeting two slackers named Wayne, played by Giovanni Ribisi, and Buck, played by Gabriel Macht. Even though these guys look to be only half-baked, it's through their collaborative genius the concept of making money in adult entertainment on the internet is discovered. Although their intentions are more nefarious than Laurel and Hardy's ever were, Wayne and Buck's inability to do anything right is reminiscent of the great comic duo known so well to movie fans of the late 20s and 30s. What Wayne and Buck understand most is that, like them, other men like to look at naked women. But they're not adept at devising a business model efficient enough for their low-tech website. Jack is a family man, yes, but sees how he can make it work for Wayne and Buck and earn lots of money in the assist. When Jack makes the decision to lend a hand to these doofuses is the point at which the slope he stepped on begins to disintegrate. Before it's over, Jack is entangled with Russian mobsters in L.A., as well as a smarmy old American lawyer named Jerry Haggerty. That's James Caan. Even deeper into the morass, Jack slips by hooking up with a 23-year-old porn star called Audrey Dawns. That's Laura Ramsey. Other connections Jack makes relate to the FBI and Middle Eastern terrorists who, besides hating America, enjoy looking at unclothed women on the internet too, but don't want anyone knowing about it. The film implies that zealously religious people must maintain their cover too. A pretty cut-and-dried narrative, yes, but Gallo drags the film out in a quasi-documentary style for some stretches and also lays a big production gloss on middlemen with dark, sensitive scenes underscored by languid, noirish music. That was the rub for me. Middlemen tries to be too much. It's kind of funny, it's kind of gross, it displays some female anatomy, but not too much. There is the semblance of an orgy in it. Someone is kidnapped, and another person is accidentally killed, which everyone thinks is an execution. And all the while, Jack is a family man. Three things I did like about Men, though, were James Caan as the wily mob lawyer, and Robert Forster, that noir fave, briefly seen as a knee cruncher named Louis Lala. And the third thing? Wow, Kelsey Grammer as Frank, a corrupt yet upright Texas politician. Jack threatens him with blackmail using Frank's credit card paper trail of online porn purchases. That very threat is what leads these cutting-edge men of commerce to another revelation in porn business modeling. There's a paucity of characters in this movie to care for, so Luke Wilson's Jack is written so we'll like him. Maybe in real life Harris is a nice guy and family man, but the Jack I saw on the screen is way too smart and biz-savvy to be so naive about the way the world is, not to mention his own values. I didn't buy the denial and conflict in which he supposedly stews. Wilson could have played that part of Jack for laughs, but the script plays too many ways to allow it. On the other hand, it was a learning experience for me, seeing middlemen, just to appreciate the entrepreneurial spirit some guys have. The money these porn biz people and big corporations made and continue to make is impressive, and the service such stalwarts of American commerce provide people around the world is truly remarkable. But what really rang my chime was coming to the stark realization that, I suppose, I myself could view some of their product right now, here with my very own PC on which I have been typing and now quickly conclude this comment. But first I remind you I have a bodacious bunch of online film reviews at TulsaTVMemories.com and even more under external reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.